Happy Monday, listeners. It's Brett Molina. Welcome back to Talking Tech. My co-host Mike Snyder is off today. Apple will soon roll out COVID vaccination cards in its Wallets app, which would allow users of the iPhone to demonstrate proof of vaccination through their iPhones or their Apple Watches. This is the latest smartphone maker to introduce this, and we're going to probably see a lot more of this through apps and other services, giving you opportunities to store your COVID card information on your smartphone. So last week when iOS 15 launched, it introduced a feature where users could link and store their COVID-19 vaccination and test result records within the Health app. Now, this wallet feature is not available yet. It is going to be included in a future software update for iOS 15. So here's how it's going to work. After you download your COVID-19 record to iOS 15, which you can upload either through a QR code sent by the provider, a downloadable file, or through a connected healthcare institution that uses health records on the iPhone. Basically, how that works is you'll look up health records and it'll pull up a variety of providers and you pick the right one and you follow the steps. And that puts it all within the Health app. Once it's all in there and the wallet integration is included, you'll see a prompt that asks you if you want to add it to Wallet and Health. Once you do that, you'll see a digital card pop up within your wallet app that has all your info. So the way it looks just like any other card that shows up on the wallet app. You'll see information about, you'll see a QR code. You'll also see your name on there, the type of COVID vaccine, whether it was Pfizer or Moderna, the dates of both your doses, and then the provider. And then it also has a QR code as well. So that way, if you're somewhere and they need to scan it, that's available to you. When a user presents a vaccination card in Wallet, the full details of the card won't be visible until the user has unlocked their phone, either using Face ID, Touch ID, or their passcode. So again, you can't really see all the details. It just gives you the basics, just enough for people to verify that you have been vaccinated. It is the latest in a series of different services and options that users have to verify that they have been vaccinated, as we see more businesses, workplaces require that from their workers or from customers. Samsung recently talked about a partnership they're doing with an app where they're going to do something similar, and you can store your COVID-19 vaccine card through Samsung Pay. Google does this as well through Google Pay. We've also seen a couple states introduce partnerships with apps where you can have the app on your phone and that'll pull up your COVID card. You can also do something as simple as take a picture of it and store it on your phone. And that way, if you need it, if you don't want to carry that card around, you worry about losing it, you just take a picture, keep it on your phone. And then whenever you need it, it's right there for you. But obviously having something like this on Wallet is a lot better, probably a lot safer. So look forward to checking it out once it's available. And once it is, we'll have you covered. Make sure to read tech.usatoday.com for more. Listeners, let's hear from you. Do you have any comments, questions, or show ideas? Any tech problems you want us to address? You can find me on Twitter at BrettMolina23. And don't forget to subscribe and rate us or leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.